You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, I guess. And it's Sunday, and I hope that you had a nice weekend. I had a pretty decent weekend, I suppose. It's been a weird last couple of months, I gotta tell you. But in all respects, it's a fitting end to a shitty year, so I'm looking forward to 2021. I think things are going to be a little bit better, and hopefully it will be for you as well. Let's see. I guess, first of all, I wanted to address something that I did talk about in the last podcast at the end, and also in an email blast to my subscribers, that I am thinking once again about putting the podcast behind the Patreon wall. I just feel like this is all extra stuff, you know, and even though it's been good in terms of promoting the message, which is the most important thing to me, honestly, it's why this site exists, but, you know, this is all like stuff that's taking up time, you know, and I do want to delve into other things, other projects, you know. So, you know, if faggots can spend thousands and thousands of dollars on feet pics, they can toss some money toward the site that they're using to get off to, okay? So, or the site that's teaching them stuff. So anyway, that's just my editorial two cents. Also, I wanted to direct your attention to the two posts that I put up today. One is about Master Jax. He's a fantastic alpha male, straight alpha male, who has had some experience using faggots and is going to be looking for a faggot, a live-in faggot, soon. So he's on Twitter now. He got the idea to experiment with dominating faggots on Twitter, in, you know, FinDom Twitter. His at address is MasterJax, J-A-X, 10. Okay, so at MasterJax 10. You should contact him because he's really a fantastic alpha. He's very open and direct and very dominant, and I think you will enjoy talking to him. But the main thing I was going to direct your attention to is this post that I posted today about this story I've been teasing. It's been going on, it's been developing for over a week now, involving a straight alpha male named Eric. He's 21 years old. He contacted me after he, well, I don't want to get too far ahead in the story, but he saw my site on the cell phone of a faggot, and he contacted me about his situation, and it's turned into a massive endeavor. It's really taken up a lot of my time and energy and focus because I really want to get it right, you know, for him. He's an amazing alpha male. The emails that I have had with him have just really touched my heart, and he is incredible. He's going to be an amazing husband and father. He's got a girlfriend, and she's pregnant right now. And but he is, well, just read the first post. It's going to be a three-part introductory series, I guess, about this situation that I'm talking about. I think the first post will, you know, make your jaw drop a little bit. So I'm purposely doing it in three parts instead of one massive post, because I want to give you a sense of what I was going through with these emails as they were coming in. Because unlocking the situation and really diving into it has been very rewarding for me, and I think it'll be very rewarding to you. And any straight alphas that are listening to this, I think you should listen or read these posts, okay? Because you might see yourself in some of this of what he said, you know. So I encourage straight alphas particularly to read those posts, okay? Listen to my voice and go and read those posts. anyway, well, as I said in the last podcast, I've had several people suggesting topics. And I want to get to one of them today. It's one I'm really shocked I haven't gone into great detail about on the podcast already. We're 83 episodes in now, and I have not talked about this. Again, I guess hierarchy just proves hierarchy is a massive subject that could be talked about forever, you know. It's a topic of breeding, okay? Now, right off the top, I want to make a disclaimer, okay? If you're having sex with a man, another man, or, well, anybody, but if you're having sex with another man, you should probably wear a condom if you don't know them very well, first off. I mean, if you're a bottom, you know, if you're a faggot, for instance, should insist that the alpha that's using you wears a condom unless you're sure, you know. Barring that, okay, and I get why people don't want to wear condoms, because, you know, for anal sex, condoms don't work as well for anal sex as they do for vaginal sex, unless you use lots of lube. Now, I mean, I recommend personally gun oil, water-based lube. It's very slick, and it stays slick for a long time, and it's very good for anal penetration. So, but even so, condoms don't work as well on the anus, because there's a lot of muscles right in the sphincter area that will dislodge a condom, will tear a condom, etc. So it's just not really effective. Really, the best thing to do for faggots, because tops aren't really as exposed to things like HIV or, you know, it's harder for a man to get something from a faggot's hole than it is for a faggot who's receiving a man's load to get stuff from him, right? So, you should be on PrEP, okay? Just point blank, get on PrEP. That way, at least with HIV, you're going to be pretty protected, you know, and you won't have to worry about it at all. Of course, PrEP does not protect you from bacterial infections like chlamydia and gonorrhea, etc. But those aren't fatal. So get on PrEP, and you can enjoy fulfilling your purpose without worrying too much. Okay. So with that disclaimer out of the way, I'm a big proponent of breeding faggots, okay? And I know that, you know, all the men, all the alphas, all the straight men, etc., who are listening, agree with me that breeding is the best. And in fact, that's probably one of the big reasons why alpha males love using faggots because they can breed and breed and breed, and the faggot will never get pregnant and will never have a problem, you know. So they can dump as many loads as they want into the faggot, and they don't have to worry about anything except wiping off at the end or having the faggot clean them off afterwards. So you know, breeding is obviously a very primal thing. It's I mean, it's one of the basic functions of a man is to breed things, okay? And for faggots, being bred by a man is one of our primary functions. We are supposed to be there to become dumps, essentially, for men, right? So the receiving of cum from a man is one of our primary functions. So, you know, I want to emphasize that the reason why I believe in breeding so much is that when a man breeds a faggot, it's different than when he breeds a female for this primary reason. The vaginal walls are non-permeable, so when a man ejaculates into a vagina, the cum stays inside the vagina and moves to into position to impregnate, you know, an egg, right? The whole point of it being impermeable is that the cum doesn't go anywhere except where it needs to go to, you know, fertilize an egg and cause pregnancy. Welcome to my TED Talk. And so, but a faggot's pussy is permeable, very permeable. And when a man comes inside a faggot's pussy, the cum is absorbed through the walls and into the faggot's bloodstream, where the hormones and you know, the various chemicals in cum are absorbed into the bloodstream, and it affects the faggot's metabolism, its moods, etc. There are certain substances in cum, like serotonin, that cause submission, a sense of peace and calm, etc. And so when a man comes in his faggot or a faggot, the faggot absorbs that and it becomes docile and submissive to the man. The other part of that is that the man's DNA becomes assimilated inside the faggot's body. So he's basically marking the faggot from the inside out, you know. It's a very powerful connection there. The faggot becomes, the faggot begins to crave the man's cum. We see this phenomenon with women who are impregnated by men. If you ask any man who's impregnated a woman, generally when she's pregnant, a lot of times she's very horny and very eager for more of him because of those hormone changes. You know, her body is craving the semen of the man who impregnated her, or semen in general, even for that matter. But mostly she craves the man's sperm and his semen. Faggots get that as well. And like some of the men that have bred me in the past, like I still absolutely, I could turn on a dime and crave them. You know, it's just, they're part of me in a sense, you know. So it's very is very powerful and very animalistic, I guess, in a way. It's very, it's just a basic element of the sex act, you know, this breeding that goes on. And, you know, when you think about a man entering a faggot's body, you know, and fucking its pussy with his cock and planting a seed in the faggot, it's the ultimate sign of ownership. The faggot should have no question about who owns it and what its function is, right? And for a man, I don't know. Here's kind of how I look at it. And I'm not a man, but I'm just kind of guessing at this. Maybe the men out there can verify this or not. But for a man, having this other male, this male submit to him and take his load, you know, ejaculate into that faggot, and that faggot takes that load. I mean, I don't know how there can be anything more powerful than that. I mean, the only thing that would be more powerful is if a pregnancy resulted where you created life from that ejaculation. But beyond that, that moment of breeding is a transformation. The alpha is forcing that faggot to transform into what we talked about before on the podcast, the third gender, you know, this kind of in-between world that faggots exist in, where we have pussies and we are not men. We're not female, but we're not men either. And that moment of breeding is a stamp, a nature stamp on that fact, you know. It's the end of that faggot as a man or any pretense of being a man, right? The man effectively erases the faggot's identity as a man with that moment of breeding, you know. And the fact that there are, I'm always confused by men who don't breed their faggots for whatever reason. I mean, sometimes it's porn, you know, they want to do it because it's a video camera. They want to see themselves shoot all over some faggot's ass. But, you know, even like when a man comes in a faggot's mouth, I mean, there's absolutely, it's sort of the same effect, but it's different. When a man holds a faggot down and breeds it in its pussy, and that cum is in that faggot's body, that through that channel, it's a different level of ownership and, like, imprinting, I guess is the word I'm looking for. So, I mean, you feed a faggot through its mouth hole or its pussy hole, you're giving that faggot cum, and the cum is absolutely having an effect one way or the other. You know, like when the faggot tastes cum in its mouth, you know, that taste and the hormones and stuff that it's tasting are definitely imprinting on the faggot. But when you come up a faggot's hole, there's no other way to look at it other than complete ownership. And, you know, to my faggot brothers, if a man comes in your pussy, you need to respect that, okay? I really do think that faggots should, if they are bred, they should be putting butt plugs in afterwards to hold the man's cum inside them. It's the only really respectable thing to do, right? This idea that you farted out, or you, like, let it dribble down your leg or whatever, like, it's disrespectful. It's not a waste product. It's the most precious thing that a man can put inside you. It's a gift from that, from your owner's balls to your body. And so you should keep that inside you as long as possible and let as much of it absorb into you as possible, so that you get the full effect of his cum shot inside you. So that is my two cents, okay? So go out there and get a load up your ass, okay, kids? Anyway, I think this got a little pornographic at the end. Anyway, I know you love it. Stop rubbing on your caged clits, you little faggots. Anyway, I had a good time with this one, and I hope you did too. Yeah, look for those posts about that straight alpha, Eric, okay? They're going to be really mind-blowing, I promise you. And as always, you can contact me at fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com or Kick Messenger. I'm normal submissive there. And on Twitter, I am official_FWA, and Hierarchy PCast is the Twitter account for this podcast. As always, I enjoy all of your comments and questions and all your support, all right? I hope you have a wonderful week. I will talk to you in a few days, all right? Love ya. Bye.